The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Monday evening's action in Ballinrobe, the first instalment of a two-day meeting, and this evening's action is a seven-race card of both jumps and flat action. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate, yeah.
Yeah, good. What do you make of...
Bit of cranberry juice on the floor, but other than that...
Yes, well... Never mind, we can make up for that this evening, Andy. What do you make of the card in Ballinrobe?
Yeah, hopefully back a few winners to get myself a new carpet.
Yes.
It looks all right, to be honest. Yeah, it doesn't look a particularly strong card quality-wise, but bets-wise, providing the shape of these races stay the same, i.e. the 735 and 835 in particular, two eight-runner races, where we can get some nice bit of each-way activity going, then we should be all right.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race this evening is the 5:35. We start with a maiden over 1 mile and 5 furlongs, and what lies ahead is the market leader this morning at 3-1. It's 7-2 for High Stratos and Bridge Quarter Girl. Now Bridge Quarter Girl was 6-1 not too long ago, now 7-2 joint second favourite. 9-2 for Ben Ash, 11-2 for Dancing with Angels, 13-2 for Honky Tonk Tennessee, and then 12-1 and double-figure prices for the others. So what lies ahead heads the betting, Andy, and we've got quite a springer in the shape of Bridge Quarter Girl. What do you make of the 5:35?
Yes, it's that springer that I'm very interested in here. Nap of the night. My nap of the day is going to be Bridge Quarter Girl here in this at this opener. I thought it was a fairly weak-looking maiden when I first glanced at this yesterday, and having delved even deeper into the various form lines on show, I'm fairly comfortable that I'm going to get at least a good run for my money with Bridge Quarter Girl. She's a fairly consistent animal under both coats. Well, I say under both coats, of course, she hasn't run on the flat. But she's run well in national flat races. And she's been running really well of late over hurdles, most notably last time out here at this track in a very strongly run race won by Fethard Player. Of course, went to Killarney the other day. And unfortunately, got brought down in a bit of a melee down the back straight, so we didn't really get a chance to see what he could do that day. But subsequent performances of those in behind Fethard Player and Bridge Quarter Girl, the likes of Elsie and Aaron Hill Chief, who were well beaten that day, they've both won, to suggest that form of that race is really, really strong. And going back to this track, dropping back to mile five, which should be absolutely ideal. I've noticed that John Keighley, the wily John Keighley, has booked Pat Smullen, the champion elect over there in Ireland, to do the steering on this mare, who looks as though she's got a really, really good chance. Danger as well. The two main problems I've got really in this race would be High Stratos and What Lies Ahead. Both of them have won bumpers recently. What Lies Ahead won at Punchestown in mid-February. And we also got High Stratos, who won at the Punchestown Festival as well. So obviously those two horses can operate at a decent level. But I certainly hope at least Bridge Quarter Girl can run well enough to justify the nap, and that market move 6-1 to 7-2 looks a valid one.
Okay, on to the second race next then. This is an apprentice handicap over 1 mile and 5 furlongs, and Byron Beauty is the 4-1 market leader this morning. 9-2 for Easter Spirit. Aria here is 6-1, 7-1 for Aussie Guest. Rock and Rover is 15-2, 8-1 for Duarte Fernandez, 9-1 for Hangar 5, and then 10-1 in double figure prices for the other runners. Quite an open race, Andy, I suppose, and Byron Beauty heading the betting, finished third on its last three outings. Is it going to get its head in front anytime soon, do you think?
To be honest, yeah, I think she's been a bit unlucky really, more than anything else. She first caught the eye finishing very strongly at Fairy House in that race that was won by Teocorus. She was last turning in and ended up finishing third. And then, of course, I tipped her next time out off the back of that run down in Bellystown. I didn't think she got a particularly good ride from Keith Moriarty that day. He rather got her lit up, stuck out on the wing early on, got her no cover, and she basically hit the front too soon, or did too much running in the hottest part of the race. And although she got beaten in the end, finishing third behind Ari Hay, I think she'd turn the form around with that individual on these better terms. And again, she won another solid, good race down in Killarney the night behind the Nap of the Night that day. Riddiston back in second was Lily the Lioness, who absolutely bolted up yesterday when she went back to Tipperary over fences. So that form looks fairly solid. Obviously, she's up against a well-handicapped horse that day. This looks a good opportunity. Connor King, a rider that day, gets the ride. And at 4-1 with William Hill this morning, that looks a fairly safe each-way investment.
OK, on to the 6.35 next race, 3 on the card, and this is a rated race for 3-year-olds and over, rated 80 or less. It's over the extended mile and 1 furlong, and Que Sera Sera is the 15-8 favourite this morning. 9-4 for Pretty Angel, 9-2 for More and Me Jobsworth, 11-2 for He's Got Rhythm, and then 7-1 or bigger prices for the other two. So the 2 3-year-olds disputing favouritism this morning, Andy. Is it fair to say that Que Sera Sera is probably open to more improvement after just the 3 starts and some encouraging efforts in there as well?
Yeah, 1 or 2, yeah. That run behind Pomfy and Comtesse would give her a good chance of a mark of 77. She was therefore slightly disappointed that she got in many 5th last time out behind Raw Memory and the same individual Comtesse back in 3rd back in the middle of June. She's been given a little bit of a break subsequently. Now she tackles Handicap Company for the first time, but this won't be easy for her. Obviously she lacks a bit of experience, and on the figures she's actually got a little bit to find anyway with Pretty Angel, who's going to be my selection here. She was noted doing some very good late work in a hot handicap down in Fairy House the last day. Of course, that was a race that was won by Muscle Beach from the Charles O'Brien stable, and that horse has subsequently followed up with another smooth victory at Nace the other day. And considering we've also seen Blackstone out of that race win subsequently, that form's beginning to shape out really well. So the speed figure is definitely telling us no lies. The clock never lies. And if you're a believer in the speed figures and the clock, then there's only really one horse you could back here, and that's Pretty Angel. Up in trip as well, I think that'll suit. Certainly given the way she's finishing off her races or what has been seemingly inadequate trips, I'd expect Mickey Halford's charge to take this 6.35.
OK, on to the 7.05 next, and we're back into maiden company for this one. It's over the extended mile and 1 furlong, and Bazaar heads the betting at 4-6, or odds-on favourite, the Aidan O'Brien runner. You've Got It is 4-1 second favourite, Pivy's Pride 5-1, 12-1 for Clear Intent, 14s for Anna Diamond, and then 22-1 or bigger prices the rest. Both Bazaar and You've Got It, Andy, were second strings on debut and better maidens than this. They're both going to likely come on for that. Do you see it as probably a match between the two, or do you see Bazaar being worthy of the 4-6 price tag?
Yeah, I think he is, really. It would be slightly bizarre if this horse failed to take this 7.05 in what looks fairly weakish affair. Any really cases can be made for 2 or 3, and the market's pretty much picked them out. I thought Bazaar ran an encouraging race first time out, unfancied largely, in a race that was run at a strong gallop. It was won by Streetcar to Stars, who is very much a pretty mobile horse from the John Ox stable, and probably tackle Listed Company in the next start or two. Back in fourth as a horse of Mickey Halford's called See the Lion. Of course, regular followers of Irish form will spot that horse won yesterday at the Curragh. So immediately this form has been boosted. And speed figure-wise, it was a really good race, except it was a strongly run event. Streetcar to Stars made all the running and served up a decent pace throughout. So Bazaar in finishing 5th. Certainly came out of that race with a good deal of credit. And with just normal improvement around a track which should suit, in all fairness, I think Bazaar should justify its market position. If you wanted to back something each way, then look no further than Patrick Martin's 4-year-old, a nice horse called Pivy's Pride, who will surely grab the attentions of one or two jumping boys if this horse ever went to the sales. Really big, strong son of Pivotal, who's definitely crying out for a trip and a bit of cut in the ground. He ran well last time out down in Limerick in a decent speed figure race, but that looked an inadequate test for him that day. So I do think Pivy's Pride at 5-1 is a good each-way alternative, but I'd expect Bazaar to take this, given that run at the Curragh looks such a good one.
OK, good stuff. Bazaar to win it, then Pivy's Pride a good each-way alternative. And do keep an eye out for the betting without the favourite market later on when that's priced up, because if Pivy's Pride's a decent price, you might get a bit of value there. The 7.35 is race 5 on the card, and this is our first race over obstacles this evening. It's the Mare's Maiden Hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and she's a leader, is 6-4, 11-4 for Anna Haven, Mystic Lass is 11-2 with the rest Isper Lucky Tur, 6-1 for Silver Pockets, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. She's a leader, Andy. This mare finished second last time, and the form of that race is working out well, with Here for the Crack, who was third on that occasion, winning subsequently. Do you see that as the key piece of form here?
Actually, I don't know. I'm surprised that this horse is favourite. In fact, I predict that Anna Haven or Usurper at the top of the market come 7:35. Okay, that form has been boosted a couple of times, but Here for the Crack wouldn't be one of the strongest horses throughout the summer jumping period. And even though he won next time out down in Limerick, he's got beaten twice subsequently. I just think Anna Haven's form is much better. That run behind Queen Alphabet the other day definitely is the key form line to this race. Royal Alphabet's not a bad summer jumping horse, actually, and we'll probably go to the Galway Festival following that win down in Sligo. Don't forget that horse is rated 120. So, you know, Michael Mulvaney's filly, who's technically a stone and a half worse off at the rates, has run its absolute face off. And that was off the back of a long layoff as well. Don't forget that horse hadn't been seen out since mid-November. But you've only got to look at the opposition this horse has been taking on. You know, that fourth beyond Guitar Peak, Giordano, Jatin de Berlay, these are grade one horses. And that was early on in its hurling career. So I have no idea why this horse is 9-4. As I said, I think they've got the betting the wrong way around here, Mark. I'd be 6-4 Anna Haven, 2-1, 9-4, she's a leader. And that's how I'd expect the market to shift throughout the morning.
Yeah, it's already signs of that. 11-4 into 9-4 for Anna Haven. So that's the selection for Andy in the 7:35. The 8:05 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap hurdle for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. It's over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Jabus is the 4-1 market leader. 13-2 for Royal Shot. I Don't Delay is 7-1. 15-2 for Stop Road Lad. Catching Time is 10s with Valor's Minion. And a bit of a market move on Vito de Beauchene, who's 16-1 into 11s. Eyelid is also 11-1, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Quite an open race at 8:05. Andy, who do you like here?
Yeah, it's an original selection here, but I quite like Jabus here. A good run 4 days ago in a very strongly run and keenly contested handicap down in Killarney. There was 3 hurdle races that day, and by far and away the quickest was this race that was run by Size and Solution, who I think is an incredibly well handicapped horse, by the way. In the care of Henry de Bromhead, who might well go to the Galway Festival, and if he does, he's a horse to very much stay on the right side of. So we get an early chance to see where that form is worth its pound of flesh. And Jabus, to be fair, also travelled like a really decent animal in that race. He's probably victim of chasing a very hot pace. There were 3 horses that went off in front, and he was the main horse that chased them. Size and Solution was been given a bit more of a conservative ride by Davy Russell, and that more equally proportioned ride ended up being the best tactics, whereas Jabus, as I said, was chasing a very strong pace, got tired in the latter stages. Hopefully with a little bit more of a pace conservative ride, Robbie Corgan will get the fractions right tonight, and Patrick Martin's 8-year-old. Basically what he doesn't want to do is hit the front too soon. He just wants to sit in behind the speed, not get involved in the early skirmishes, and probably save his run till perhaps turning off the home bed rather than hitting the front 3 out like he did the other day. So I think Jabus is definitely the best horse in this race and will certainly travel like that throughout. I think if you back it each way with 4 places on offer, you're sure to be in the frame. Let's just hope he can, like I say, get the pace right tonight and drop the horse in front when it matters most.
Okay, Jabus each way then in the 8:05, and the 8:35 is the final race this evening, and we finish with the maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Killini Court is the odds-on favourite this morning, 10-11. Steel King, 3-1, 4-1 for No Cash Flow, 11s for Punches Pious, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Killini Court, Andy, has had a few goes, no joy as yet, but closer effort last time. Rated 111, do you think he'd on that rating he should be winning a maiden like this, shouldn't he?
He should be, although, to be fair, I don't think, again, similar to another race tonight, the betting on the front two in the market should be so wide apart. I'd have these in much, much closer, Killini Court and Steel King. Certainly in my speed figures anyway, and the sort of quality of opponents they've been taking on of late have been of a very similar standard. The horses that have beaten these two individuals, the Parishioner and Voluptua, are very, very useful for the summer jumping period. And both of them have run well against those two horses. We'll deal with Killarney Court first of all. Looked like winning the other day down in Bellystown until the strong staying and much more classier the Parishioner got him in the latter stages of that particular race. But they pulled well clear of the rest, and I tipped Poetic Lord that day, who's been a model of consistency, and he couldn't get anywhere near those front two. So I certainly think that's a very good race for the time of year. But I also believe that Voluptua, the horse that beat Steel King down in Roscommon the other day, is a horse going places. And considering Steel King, that was his best ever run, and that he gave the winner probably about a 10-length head start, in the early stages. He was well behind. I thought he ran really well to get within 8 lengths of that, with a very impressive winner. The speed figure that race, of that Roscommon race, was absolutely off the scale. They went a real good gallop that day. So still, Krings had a really good grounding in a very strongly run race. We know he can jump the brush hurdles. We know he goes well right-handed. The hood seemed to work the other day. As I said, 3-1 with William Hill this morning. I'm absolutely scratching my head to work out why this horse is a 3-1 poke. I'd be sort of 6-4, 2-1 these two, not even money 3-1. So I'm predicting that they'll start much closer in the betting, and Steel King is definitely the one to be on at the prices 3-1 this morning.
Okay, Steel King then, the selection in the 8:35. Let's just have a quick summary of all your picks, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, decent punting card tonight. Might not be the classiest of evenings down in Ballinrobe, but hopefully we should have a bit of joy. Hopefully starting off with a nap in a very, very strong way. Bridge Quarter Girl, if you can get a decent fancy price about that one this morning, don't think you'd be too far wrong. Byron Beauty looks an absolute each-way steal in the 8:605, given her general consistent nature of late. I'd be very disappointed if Pretty Angel can't go close in that 6:35. She's shaping like she's ready to strike. Bizarre looks home and hosed in the 7:05, given that run down in a very good race at the Curra the other day. Anna Haven, well, that looks a mythical price this morning with William Hill at 9-4. I think she'll definitely go a favourite, and she's the one to beat in the 7:35. Jabus, given the way he travelled the other day in a very hot race down in... Killarney looks the one to be with each way in the 8:05. And my next best on the card at the prices is definitely Steel King. I think you can put him in some each way doubles and trebles if you can get that 3-1 this morning.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Yeah, thank you very much. Good luck with your selections, and enjoy the action in Ballinrobe this evening.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.